Good morning. It is a fresh day. It's a Saturday morning. Thank you for energy exchanging with me and showing up to listen to another episode of A Walk Back to Self-Love. I'm feeling a lot of gratitude this morning. I feel healthy. Obviously, I'm alive. So are you. So that's a blessing in itself to start out the day. But I am sitting in a different corner of my place, and I'm just absorbing the views and absorbing where I'm at in my life right now. And plus, I just love, I don't care where I'm at in my life, how old I am, I think I will forever love the vibe of a weekend. You know, like Fridays. When I used to work in the office world, I couldn't wait to get out. So it's like you're staring at the clock. You're like, how many more hours? What am I going to do this weekend? What am I going to wear? You know, like, who am I going to see? But I find that the energy of a weekend tends to be more relaxed with people. You let things slide a little bit. Maybe, you know, if you're feeling real good and you're a supervisor, you're going to buy lunch for the entire office. You know, like the vibe is different on a Friday. And then Saturday, you're either hitting the ground running and you have a ton of things to do with your kids and maybe work stuff. Or maybe it's like the first day of the week that you can lay in bed a little longer. You know, smell the aroma of the coffee that's brewing or your tea, you know. And just soak in the fact that we've made it so far. You know, like remember pre-COVID, life was just different, you know. You were looking forward to do all these things on a weekend, and then COVID happened and shut shit down, and then you had to course correct and figure out what life was going to be like. And now we're in the mystery of COVID. Don't really know what that is, but and then, you know, people are getting back out there and have been, and it's just a different way of life now. A lot has changed. People have changed. Situations have changed. Perspectives have changed. But the vibe of a weekend is still there, at least for me. So, you know, and plus, this is the time where I start to get real excited because my birthday is just around the corner. And we've made it through those, if you live in a part of the region where it's mostly bitter cold and snowy. We're on the other side of that, hopefully, but there's still time. You just never know. But for me specifically, the last day of March 31st and the last day of Women's History Month, I closed it out with a high. You know, like, I ended it strong and working on things for myself that really feel like a dream come true for my life. And that's what's so amazing about this life. You know, like, we know we're going to get the chaos, the negativity, the skewed perspectives of how this life should be. But if you flip it on the other end of the spectrum, what about the positives? What happens when your dreams come true or your goals are met? Or the unexpected blessings happen in your life. It's some cool shit. You know, you're like, yes, this is my life. So I've been just focused on just the next year. You know, like, remember when people, and I used to loathe this question in job interviews. So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? I don't know. I thought I did for the longest time. And then especially after COVID, you can't really ask that question anymore. You know what you can ask? 6 months to a year. Where do you see yourself 6 months to a year from now? That's a good gauge. And so I have these, I'm a big fan of putting notes up in my place. I have for the last 10 years. Excuse me. And so I created some new notes of what I'm dedicated to for the next year of my life. And I look at it every day. It's present in my mind. I do believe that there is some magic and truth to writing your goals down. you can keep it in your head all day long. You know, you can think about it and overthink about it and maybe even bash it in your head and think it's never going to happen. But you have to put that on paper. You have to see it on paper every day. So that's why I'm a big fan of putting notes all around my space. And just celebrating life more, because we're here for a limited time. Man, my voice today. Sorry about that. We're here for a limited time. And a lot of our lives is spent in agitation or being so serious or being an adult. You know, like kids have it, I think, so amazing, because you get to play, you get to have fun, you get to not stress besides, you know, the drama within your friendship circles or maybe the crushes you have or the schoolwork that the teacher gives you. But like, society teaches you as an adult to be so serious and not have fun, and you have to follow life this way and only do things this way and only... No, not here for that. I've never been here for that. I'm like, no, nah, I'm going to go the opposite way. Thank you. So as this Saturday morning rolls on through, I just feel a lot of gratitude. You know, life has shifted on planet Earth, I believe, after COVID. It really rocked a lot of things. And we're going to continue to face challenges and seriousness in society. What have we learned from COVID? What have we learned from our whole lives being shut down and course correcting and not knowing the future, not knowing what lies in the unknown? So that's kind of like where I'm at, is to see your life from a higher perspective and all the things that are happening, you know, in your life currently, or not happening, and figuring out what it's going to take to get you there. So that's one thought stream. Another thought stream is the things that have suffered post-COVID, or the mystery space that we're in with COVID, is public restrooms. And I know I'm going, switching the vibe all the way over here, but ride the wave with me. So I'm in public restrooms all the time, because of what I do with DoorDash and Instacart and just always being out and about. So I have to be able to use public restrooms when I'm running around working. And I've seen a decline. You know, like, I don't really know what's happening. I can only speak for women's restrooms because that's where I go to. But for example, the other day, I walked into a gas station as I was on the road, and as I was walking into the women's restroom, this woman scared the shit out of me because she was so, like, shocked and disgusted, and there was a language barrier, but she was like, they're all nasty, they're all gross, I can't even believe it, and she ran out of the restroom, and it scared me because that's how, you know, like, when you're going into it and someone pushes the door open, you're like... So I looked at all these toilets, and they were absolutely disgusting. Like, I don't know how it could even happen like that. You know, like, I really, there was only one clean toilet out of the five that were in there. I mean, there was shit on the seat. There was blood. And I'm like, how? What do I mean? I understand that you want to take a shit on life, and you want to be like, oh, I can't stand this life. But like, don't take a shit on the seat. Don't have your monthly visitor just all over the seat. Like, I don't understand. I've never in my life ever thought to do that. Did do that? Like, it's crazy to me. So of course, you know, my little duty to society, as I was leaving the gas station, the woman that was working that evening, she's like, oh, enjoy the rest of your day. I said, just so you know, the women's room is atrocious. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll let them know. Like, how do you not know? Don't you use the bathroom? Like, I get it, we're in some weird times. You know, it's hard to fill jobs because people have awakened to what they don't and do want to do. But I think and believe that public restrooms should be a priority. You know, like, I don't know how to get, you know, you want to get it done, but keep the restrooms clean. That can't suffer. You know, like that just can't suffer. And it was just, it wasn't the first time I've seen that in places. Now, there are some that are just on it. Like, you see the cleaning equipment, you see people, and they're like really doing a good job cleaning it. And then you see a lot of places that just let that shit suffer. That, like, did have it suffer pre-COVID and then just kept it mediocre to terrible up into the present time. So, you know, it all goes together, you know? Like, it really does, because people are trying to figure out what to do in this space with their life and what you do and don't want to do, what you will and won't listen to, what you do and don't commit to. But public restrooms, let this be my PSA for the day. Keep that shit clean. You know, like, put gloves on. You know, like, when I've my years of working in the service industry, I've had to clean. Like, if I was asked, I had to. We didn't have necessarily a cleaning company. Like, you just have to make sure the bathrooms are clean, the toilet paper stocked. You know, there's not shit and whatever else all over the toilet seat. Like, it's just gross. It's gross. And it's just not something that can suffer because we've already suffered so much, whether it's stuff on a national level and information that was revealed during COVID, to the amount of death that we've seen in the last couple of years and felt, if you're empathic, to businesses going out of business, jobs being replaced, people not feeling motivated to do those, like, all of those things, you know, like, it's been heavy these last couple of years. So I bring it back to where you and myself are at right now. What are you focused on? What are you trying to contribute to yourself, to your own little legacy, to what you could do in society? And if you walk into a restroom and you see that that shit is disgusting, yes, you may be mortified and be like, oh my God, I really have to go to the bathroom and I can't use these. Then you go tell somebody. You know, like, you go tell somebody. And it may be awkward, but, like, come on, those are like the little things that we could do in this life. So I just had to get that out. So, moving forward in society in 2022, what does that look like? Well, this is where, if you believe in magic, if you believe in what you focus on will unfold, will manifest, and meeting that with hard work, action, but more importantly, your mindset. I really realized in these last couple of years specifically, it's been a slow progression to the awakening of myself, not even just society things of, like, myself, that my mindset really has messed up a lot of things for me because it was so tainted. And when your mindset matches the goal, the dream, the manifestation, then you're aligned. You may have these goals. And this is another thing about writing goals down. You can have those goals sitting up on your fridge, taped up in your bathroom, up on your cupboard, wherever, you know, on your mirror, wherever you put them. But if you look at that and you just read it, but you don't match it with the belief that you can do it, or you don't match it with, this is mine, it's already done, this is my path, this is what I'm working towards, I'm gonna do it, even if it takes 2, 5, 10, 20 years, I'm gonna make it happen, then it's just gonna be words on paper. And that's what I've learned. You know, like the thing that has been the goal, the dream, the quiet little voice my entire life that was speaking to me of what I wanted, I had to match it with my belief and anything else that I've ever tried to reach for. You know, like in the spiritual community, they talk about how you can manifest by default. And I didn't understand that when I was manifesting by default. And I get it because, you know, most people are operating from that materialistic point of life, or the you gotta just go on no sleep and hustle to the point where you're burnt out and then it'll happen. And there's more than one way to the goal. There's more than one way to the vision. Sometimes you're gonna take roadblocks and detours, but ultimately, and it's like what Oprah says, and I talk about this all the time, ultimately you will get to your path. You may stop off in these parking spots and hang out there for a little while, but eventually it's that thing, that force in the universe, that will start to shake shit up. Things will start to crumble and unfold in not so what you think positive ways, but ultimately it is working in your favor. And it's so hard. Like, I think about all the things that have fallen apart in my life that I thought, what, this was supposed to be it? What? Why is this falling apart? My life is so over. You know, the over-dramatized story that I'll play in my head. But it's because it's moving you in the direction that you need to go. And a lot of times I have found that I block my own blessings. I, you know, people on the outside, their actions, their vibration, their words, their opinions, all of it, you think is blocking your blessing. But when you finally realize that no opinion and no vibration by another can affect your outcome of what has been set for your life, that's a game changer. That's a game changer. Now, actions can destroy things, of course, and then you course correct and you figure out a plan. But I'm talking specifically about being caught up in your head thinking, well, what is this person going to think or say? Or, oh, I feel their energy and, But if you really connect with yourself, connect with Source, God, whatever you relate to spiritually or with religion, and you sit with yourself and you realize that opinions and vibrations don't affect your outcome, then you just let life happen. You let people be people. You let the opinions roll out of their mouth and off your shoulders. You sit through that uncomfortable vibrational exchange, but then you release it because it's not going to have an effect on your outcome. That's freedom. That's personal freedom too, you know? And so I think for me, I just want people to be happy because I know what it's like to be miserable. I know what it's like to hate life, to not want to be here anymore. How many times I've prayed for a spaceship, like, please just take me back to the planet that I came from. We'd be like, well, you're crazy. You came from this planet. What are you talking about? You're not an alien. I know, but I feel like it sometimes. As do others. Come on, this is a weird experience. I still want answers. Like, why are we here? What are we doing here? Because it's crazy shit all the time. Fighting over superiority in the hierarchy of skin color. Like, why? Why are we doing this? That's stupid. Let people live. Like, it's that easy. It's that easy. Just let people live and do what they want and look how they want. Like, come on. Like, there's a lot of times, you know, I'm sure this goes from people looking at me too, but like, you know, I'll say to myself, I probably wouldn't have worn that. But hey, to each his own, because it's not my place to ever tell somebody, you shouldn't wear that. You know, and that's what, on another wave, here we go. this is why the fashion world is so, enamoring, you know, because I love it. I love fashion. I've loved fashion since I was a little girl. Like, I think I came out the womb, like, ready to put on a fashion show. You know, like, I've always loved fashion and creating out of my closet. But I've never liked the articles or the magazines, you know, back when magazines were really cool as a teen, where it would tell you, like, yeah, of course, I'd want to see the trends of fall, spring, summer. But I never held that as, like, my Bible. I never was like, oh, I can't wear that because, you know, in Teen Vogue or whatever, it said, you can't wear that or you shouldn't combine that together. And now I think more people are using their outer creativity, their outer expression as self-expression by what they wear. And I think it's beautiful when you wear something and you don't have to feel like, I really need to know if this looks okay. Like, trusting in yourself. And a funny story. So two of my friends, one female, one male, I bought these shoes and I was so excited about them that I shared the photo, and both of them gave a thumbs down and was like, no, don't buy those. I already bought them. Love them. And it's funny because they both were like, no, like, really, don't buy those. And I'm like, no, it's mine. I'm buying them. I'm moving forward. Because as a teen, two of my favorite places to shop were Merry-Go-Round. Loved Merry-Go-Round. And Contempo Casual. Those two were my ultimate favorite spots to shop as a teen. And so these shoes reminded me of that time and that style, which comes back around, you know, like, it doesn't just end, you know, in that time frame in the 90s. But I was super excited when I found these shoes. I was like, oh my God, this summer is going to be amazing. I don't care if you don't like them. This is self-love, trusting in yourself and trusting in your fashion statements, because, you know, society will quickly be like, oh, did you see what she was wearing? That was not attractive. Okay, well, if you really expand to the perspective that we're all individuals and we have individual styles and needs and desires, then of course your style is not going to be the same as somebody else's. You can have similar styles and similar, but like, ooh, I like that. Where'd you get that at? I want to go buy a pair or that blouse or whatever. Or who's your stylist? Whatever it may be. But ultimately, people are gonna look at you and be like, I'd never wear that. And then you look at what they're wearing and you're like, of course you wouldn't wear that. Because that's what you're gravitating to, is what, how you dress, your style. So that's where I'm like, it gets dicey, of like the fashion world, and like when people comment on like, oh, you should not wear that, and you shouldn't, the top things that 30-somethings and 20-somethings and 40-somethings should and shouldn't wear. You know, like, I kind of have a problem with that. But I understand why it's done. I understand that, you know, you're more experienced in the fashion world, but I like just personal freedom. You know, I like freedom is probably my number one or number two of core values. So that's going to be shared throughout everything in life, whether it's freedom within yourself, freedom in your fashion, freedom in society. Freedom is an important core value to focus on and obtain day to day. So that's my rant on that. So I don't know, just wanted to, you know, this is like my dear diary. You know, my podcast has morphed since 2018. And I'm very grateful, by the way, that I still have people showing up to listen. Because you don't have to. You know, it was like the episode I did talking about where men go to heal with Kibwe Cooper a few episodes ago. In the beginning, we talked about the podcasting world because that's his area, and he helps people with podcast. And I asked that question: do you think everybody should have a podcast? You know, it's kind of like social media. Everybody can have social media. Everybody can go live. Everybody can do stories, posts, all that. But should you? You know, goes back with the freedom here, you know, like freedom of speech. But you have to bring value to your audience. And I try to, with every episode, whether it's by myself or with a guest, to bring value or drop some gems. So I'm still going strong with this podcast a few years later. So I just want to say thank you, because this is my passion project. And I feel like I have to get this shit out. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always just had to talk and express and tell people how I feel. And that has only intensified as I've, you know, gotten older. So thanks for riding the wave with me today. And if you're listening to this episode, you know, doesn't matter what time of the day or what day of the week, I hope that you are focusing on what you want to create for your life, because we're really here for such a limited time, you know, and I still don't know where we go after this. So I'm just trying to live it out as best as I can, being me, but also being kind and enjoying it, you know, like in the physical presence that we're in, like our physical bodies, you know, and living it day to day on this wild planet. How are you going to live your life? So that's where I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you for being here and living this wild experience with me. And I hope that you continue to focus on what brings you joy and where you want your life to go, with or without the acceptance of others. Because all of that is just an illusion. So, like I always say, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.